Hey guys. So any comment about what happened before the group went in, before the funeral procession went in? Was that normal?
Well, Kristen did the negotiating.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it was a very cordial conversation that took place. City staff laid down security, specified the rules of coming into the into the rotunda, and the organizers cooperated. It was very peaceful, and they were told to leave their instruments outside, which they did because they didn't want to have noisemakers inside, and that's exactly what took place. So everything happened in orderly fashion, and I think that the demonstrators came in and made their very poignant point.
And what an incredible, powerful protest that was, a demonstration. What were your thoughts on when you saw that funeral procession go through? I know it was sort of like, for me, I felt like I wanted to cry.
We did. We're older than you, Andrea, so we stood here and remembered all the funerals we went to in the 80s and the early 90s. I had a year in the early 90s where it was monthly. So... you know, I didn't expect it to come flooding back. I expected just to help you guys be able to pull off a protest. But it speaks to the prevention grants that there came an end to having to go to a funeral every month. And we've seen the stats. Every year before we review the allocations for that year, we track where the virus is going, and we know we can't stop. Or we'll be back to going to funerals. Constantly, and I'm not going back there. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. It's a very good point. There was a time where almost monthly there was a funeral back in the 80s. Like it was all, and we don't do that anymore because of prevention and because of public education.
Yeah. It was constant. People who were friends, people who worked with me, people who worked with my husband, people who served me, you know, a hair salon or whatever. It became a part of life, and for such a tiny sum of money, we made that go away. So, I mean, you know, it's an accounting expression. In a $10 billion corporation, $1.6 million, heck, you misplace that on a yearly basis. It's the change on the floor. It's the spare change on the floor that keeps a huge amount of impact going. It's ridiculous to think of cutting it.
So true. Thank you so much.
No, we can't stop, but we're not.